From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Juba Tuesday to take the oath of office as the country's vice president. After the swearing-in, President Salva Kiir said he and Machar will immediately proceed to form the transitional government of national unity called for in a peace accord.
All of us who are stakeholders have the collective responsibility to make sure that we cooperate and work together as one team so that we deliver results. I therefore call upon all of you, and especially the first vice president and the vice president, to cooperate with me so that we return our country and people to the peaceful coexistence.
Machar promised to cooperate with President Kiir. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner welcomed the developments.
The return of Riek Machar to Juba and his swearing in as first vice president today represents an important step towards formation of a transitional government of national unity and a second chance to reclaim the promise that this young nation deserves.
Machar's return raises hope the government and rebels can move ahead with a peace deal signed last year to end the country's 30-month civil war. In Syria Tuesday, airstrikes and shelling took the lives of at least 25 more civilians, mostly in the largest city, Aleppo. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Austria expressed concern.
I'm deeply concerned about developments on the ground, especially the attacks in Damascus yesterday and Aleppo overnight. UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura and others are working very hard to keep the cessation of hostilities on track.
Mr. Bond said the ceasefire must remain intact to ensure delivery of desperately needed humanitarian supplies. This is VOA News. New York businessman Donald Trump Tuesday swept all five states holding Republican Party primary elections, solidifying his front-runner status for the party's presidential nomination. Trump won in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won 4 of 5 contests.
With your help, we're going to come back to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. With the most votes and the most pledged delegates.
Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders won the state of Rhode Island. Clinton maintains her front-runner status. The next contest for both parties, Indiana, May 3rd. U.S. Major General Peter Gersten, Deputy Commander for Operations and Intelligence, said Tuesday the number of foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria to join Islamic State has plunged to a fraction of those entering a year ago. Speaking from Baghdad, Gersten said there were between 1,500 and 2,000 foreign fighters entering both countries each month. He says that's down to around 200 per month. He says with IS finances in tatters, the desertion rate is also on the rise. The UN Tuesday warned some 60 million people worldwide are in need of assistance caused by the El Nino climate effect on drought and flooding. Stephen O'Brien is the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and the Emergency Relief Coordinator.
Some 60 million people across Eastern and Southern Africa, Central America, the Caribbean, Asia, and the Pacific, they are trying to survive, but they have droughts, they have floods, they have erratic weather events, all linked to El Nino.
He predicted the effects of the cooling of Pacific Ocean waters will peak later this year or early next, with 13 countries requesting more than $3 billion in aid. The U.S. pledged its support for the new Ukrainian government as it embarks on the road of reform and change. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland met in Kyiv Tuesday with newly elected Prime Minister Volodymyr Groysman and the chairman of Ukraine's parliament. The African Union weighed in on the controversy over the Western Sahara, a former Spanish territory annexed by Morocco in 1975. The AU envoy for the territory warned Tuesday war could reignite unless steps are taken to find a settlement. Mozambique's former president, Joaquin Chissano, spoke at a special Security Council meeting before the council votes on renewing the mandate of the UN peace mission. The famous chimes of Big Ben in London will be silenced so the 160-year-old clock of the British Parliament can undergo what are called urgent repairs. The bells will be silenced for several months. $42 million repairs will fix the clock's faces and mechanism, cracks in the tower's masonry, and corrosion in the roof. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.